Hello, and welcome to this talk on podcasting. My name is Brian Kelly from UColn, and this talk forms part of the ICTP Web Enabling Workshop held in Trieste in November 2005. In this talk, I will cover what podcasting is and the reason why there is so much excitement about podcasting. I will then explain the potential for podcasting in an educational context, and I will describe how to create a podcast. What is podcasting? From one perspective, podcasting has been described as a technology which is transforming society, is freeing the airwaves from dominance by radio companies and other mass media organisations. It is democratizing radio. So podcasting can be regarded in parallel to radio as blogs are to the mass media. It's a technology that anybody can use and anybody can read or listening to. From a technical perspective, podcasting is a simple RSS 2.0 application. So RSS, or really simple syndication, is a technology which allows content to be easily syndicated or automatically appear in other web pages or other desktop applications. And so after RSS has been around, a number of people thought, why can't we syndicate other types of content? For example, an MP3 audio file. And with this, it means that that MP3 file can automatically appear on a hard disk drive once you have subscribed to it. And that hard disk drive could be a mobile MP3 player, such as, for example, an iPod. So this means it's very simple to use as an end user. And it is also very simple to produce podcasts if you're a publisher. Although it has to be said that it can be more difficult to do well. Podcasting is beginning to be a popular activity at internet and related events such as conferences. There's a well-known librarian speaker called Michael Stevens, who has a library-oriented blog called Tame the Web. And on his blog, he described how in February 2005, he started some initial experiments in podcasting. People are beginning to formulate podcasts, talks, and panel sessions at conferences. This can enable people who couldn't attend an event to listen in to the talks, and also to allow people who did attend an event to revise and listen to once again the talks and discussions. At my university, in the University of Bath, our e-learning unit, CDNTL, have been experimenting with podcasting. This complements their work with Oracle, the highly regarded e-learning blog. So podcasting has been used in conjunction with the Skype voice over IP internet telephony application for use in interviewing people involved in state-of-the-art e-learning developments. Those interviews are then made available as a podcast. I myself was interviewed for an Oracle podcast in which I gave a summary of the main topics discussed at the International World Wide Web Conference held in Japan in 2005. I have also been involved in using podcasting myself. For example, every year I run an institutional web management workshop, a three-day event with up to 200 delegates. The initial experiments covered the use of podcasting prior to the event, giving a taster and to describe the event, the things that were going to take place at the event, the format of the event, the social events and the like. In addition, one of the keynote talks was recorded and that talk was subsequently made available using podcasting technology. We also made use of Skype to allow a remote user to listen in to the talks at the event. So we can see how multimedia is becoming important in these type of internet and web events. So how do you create a podcast? Well, initially I used my iPod with a small recorder, a Belkin recorder, which was plugged in to the iPod. However, this was only capable of recording at low resolution. So I now make use of a microphone plugged into my PC, and I use the Audacity open source software for the recording. This records talks as a WAV format, which I then subsequently convert to MP3 format. I then upload the MP3 file to my web server. So I can link to the MP3 file so that users can go to my website and download the talk. This, of course, isn't new. To make this available as a podcast, it is necessary to create a simple RSS file. The RSS file is very simple in structure, and one way of creating this is simply to copy an existing file and to edit it. So to create a new title, the link to the resource, to give a brief description, to give the rights, summarize the rights issues, and to give the publication date. So that is the basic definition, the metadata of the RSS file. And then there will be separate descriptions of every MP3 file within the podcast. This might contain the title of the individual podcast, a link to the podcast, a brief description, and a summary of the file size and media type of the audio file, which is normally in MP3 format. This is a simple way of doing things. However, for users who may wish to use an easier tool, many podcasting tools are available, such as Audioblog, Blogmatrix, etc. Once you have copied your MP3 file to your web server and created an accompanying RSS file, that resource is then available for use by end users. So as an end user, you will simply need to install a podcasting client and then add the URL of the podcasting file to that client. There are various options you can give. You can say once a day or once a week, check to see if there's a new podcast. You can say download any new podcasts overnight, and you can specify where that file is to be stored. So typically this might be installed on a mobile device, although alternatively you can configure other software to transfer the files to your iPod, and the Apple iTunes software is often used for this purpose. So why may we wish to make use of podcasts? What areas are appropriate for use of podcasts? Well, my thoughts are that podcasting isn't really intended as a replacement for live listening to talks and presentations. I am really using it as a support in case there are problems. For example, if a speaker is not available, could not attend a course, perhaps they're ill or they had transport difficulties, then a podcast could be useful. Or if a listener could not attend for similar reasons, the podcasting file can be useful. It could also be used as a taster, to perhaps to give potential listeners an indication of the type of things that may be covered in an event, and also for sharing resources. So if you're making training resources available for others to use, you could allow those potential users to listen to a talk so you could see how the presentation could be delivered. Or you can use podcasting as a way of keeping informed on developments. I hope you have found this podcast of interest. Thank you.